There you go. That was Nick Straker and A Walk in the Park. Okay, joining me now in the studio, I'm very delighted to welcome to the studio John Daly from the St. Monica's Youth Project. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
How are you? It's nice to be here.
You're very welcome, John. Thanks so much for coming in to us this morning. John, the St. Monica's Youth Centre, tell us a little bit about the history of the project first.
In brief, the St. Monica's Youth Centre is now, it's 44 years old. It started in 1960. It was the building that we're housed in used to be the vicarage for St. John's Church of Ireland Parish there on the Tonlegee Road. Mm-hmm. And it was donated to the community when the parish actually closed and the vicar left the house. Mm-hmm. St. Vincent de Paul took it over. They brought in a group to sort of volunteers to run it as a youth centre. It's been a youth centre now, as I say, for 44 years. Sadly, the original building is gone. It was burnt down in 1988 or so. And it was replaced with the hall, the sports hall that's there now, and then later on a new sort of admin and sort of work building was put in then as well. So it's been around a long time. It's run primarily by volunteers. We have about 30, 35 volunteers. Some have been there almost since the beginning. Some are new. We have a great track record of developing some of our young people who live in the area up to working as volunteers within the club, and we're very proud of that. We're extremely proud of our volunteers. Our volunteers work so hard, both on the fundraising side and on our sort of three main youth club nights. And so that's kind of it. We have a really broad range of activities. Most of it would be centred around helping young people to develop.
Yeah.
Giving them a safe place to come and just have a bit of fun on our regular sort of mainstream youth club nights, to specific developmental work that we would do.
Yeah.
Both in the youth centre and with the schools. We work quite a bit with schools on team building and listening skills, dealing with difficult behaviour. We do sexual health education in the schools. We do that in the centre as well. And we always do our best to try and allow young people to show what they can do. I know this morning I asked you to have a quick look at our website.
Yeah.
But our website, and we are very proud of it, it's actually just newly been redone, but it was done by one of our young people.
Oh, brilliant.
He's studying. He's in college at the moment. He's studying media studies. And himself and his friend Kevin, that was Thomas Bean actually, and his friend Kevin, spent, I think it was 2 months working on the website, and they've done an amazing job.
Fair play.
And they've actually done the work of showing... He, Thomas and his friend Kevin have done the work of showing off the youth centre in a much better way than we ever did before.
Yeah.
So, and the website does give a, like in picture form, it gives a great sort of overview of some of the things we do, the activities and the, like even simple things from the activities and games to some of the developmental work we do.
You know what I mean? You know, it's as you say, you wide varying range of activities, and then it kind of probably regresses, you know, and to get young kids, especially this day and age, to get them first and foremost to come in and get joining in. You know, I'm just looking at some of the activities you offer here, boxing, basketball, drama, dance, you know, table tennis, pool, snooker and all. Just to be giving kids somewhere to go in this day and age is probably the best starting place for them, because there's a lot of communities where you hear, well, there's nothing for the kids to do.
Yeah, and sometimes it's that there's nothing that the kids are really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids, and it's the same for ourselves as it is for maybe the local soccer clubs or the GAA clubs, and we work quite closely with them as well, is that some kids don't fit neatly into a box.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's where, that would probably be where the youth project comes in. The youth project is based in the centre. We work alongside the youth club. But then we do more specific and targeted work with some of the young people who may not, at first, may not fit neatly into the boxing club or the football club or the GAA club or even into the youth centre proper. And but it's through working with them in individual ways that you develop the relationships, and they and some of them develop the skill, maybe things like interpersonal skills, coping skills, skills in dealing with aggression or boredom or disinterest. And then they start to move in towards the mainstream. And that's so the centre is built around allowing any young person that comes in to develop. We don't manage to hit every child in Eadmore.
Yeah.
But we hit a huge number. We have about 250 young people coming through the centre every week. So so I think we're doing the best that we could we possibly can with the resources we have.
Because I was going to ask you about that. Firstly, what kind of age range do you see? Is it from like 9, 10 year olds up to 17, 18 year olds, or is it broader than that?
Smaller than that. It may be a little bit broader. We start with sort of from about 7 to 8 years old, and we work with anything up to 21 and so. And we're also working with some older young people, who have come back to us because we've been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really strong. Sometimes we've had maybe 10, 12 years experience relationship with these young people. So when they go off to college or go off to work, or sadly in the last few years they've been away to work. Unfortunately, because of the downturn in the economy, lots of those young people were then unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming back into us. And they were coming back in for advice and for help with CVs and maybe looking for advice on a direction they might go in now because the career they had has fallen. So we're working with young people in that way. One of our young people is actually running his own business now. And he's using our centre a couple, 2 or 3 days a week now as a fitness instructor, and he's running fitness classes. He's starting his own business, he's working hard, and so we have allowed him to use the centre. He pays rent, he has to sort of meet all his obligations in terms of rent and insurance and all those sorts of things, but we're giving him that support because he's one of us.
So it's such a rounded program then that you have. I mean, like you say to people, it's a youth club, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. You know, just listen to what you're saying. It's offering so much to the youth and the young people of Eadmore. You know, it's probably broadening a lot of the horizons.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we hope it does. We do try with things like weekends away and trips and bringing people to visit the centre or bringing them to visit other places. We try to broaden young people's approach, trying to broaden their sights, give them that bit of extra experience. And the centre, like, we recognise how lucky we are in St Monica's, in the youth centre and the youth project, in that we actually have an enormous and quite well-resourced facility now. It's taken 44 years to develop it to that state, but we're really happy with it. We're very proud of it, but we know how lucky we are. There are projects that are linked into ourselves and into the Northside Partnership as well, in Kilbarrick and Trinity and Donnymead and Dunnycarney and Sphere 17, although Sphere 17's facilities are fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of the other projects don't have anything like the sort of facilities we have, and can't then offer, or have to be very creative. And they are, the youth workers in those projects are so creative in how they work, given that they're in, some of them are in tiny premises with very few facilities and very little money.
Mm-hmm.
We have very little money as well, but we have the facilities already there, which was a great help to us.
It's a great help. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, like everything these days, funding is obviously always, a difficult thing. How do you fund? I mean, is it just raffles and the generosity of the locals, or do you get any grants?
We get the youth centre gets some very small grants. The youth project is has grants to pay the two full-time youth workers, of which I am one. Mm-hmm. The youth centre gets very little grant aid. Every now and again, people like Dublin City Council have been extremely good to us. City of Dublin Youth Service Board are really good. The Northside Partnership have been very good over the years. And we're quite good at finding funding opportunities and applying for funding opportunities. It's one of the jobs of a team of workers and volunteers is to become good at looking for money and asking for money and using the money when you get it. So we've had some support, but not a whole lot of money. The youth centre does largely survive on the work of the volunteers. We run a bingo every week on a Wednesday evening. It's run entirely by volunteers. It pays for all of our maintenance, and it pays for some of our resources. We've just updated it because we offer canoeing and kayaking as one of our things. We've just updated our fleet of kayaks. We just took delivery of 6 new ones last week, and that has come from the efforts of the volunteers and the generosity of the people that come to the bingo every week. And that, like, we couldn't do what we do without those people that come every week and support the bingo. But I'll probably bore everybody by keep on going, but our volunteers are amazing. There are only two full-time workers in the centre, the two youth workers, myself and Debbie. We can't do what we do without the volunteers.
So it's a great team effort. I remember my wife now, when I was going out with her, she lived on Woodbine Road there. And
yes,
I remember coming through there to get the, because I lived in Fingers, get the L17A. And I remember even back then, you'd see the buses coming in for the bingo. Do you still get the buses of the people coming in for bingo?
Yes. Yeah, the buses come from all over Dublin to the bingo. And honestly, we couldn't survive without them. We're so grateful to those people for coming and supporting the bingo all the time. But the work that the volunteers put in makes it possible every week. It's a huge responsibility.
But fair play to them. And now you were saying about the links you have into other groups. You can learn from each other, obviously. Do you ever find that you might, Sphere 17 will come to you and they say, well, what did you do in this situation, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. So it's a huge community effort.
Oh, it is. We're part of what's called the Northeast Youth Work Network. Mm-hmm. And there are 7 youth projects involved, from Dunnycarney, Kilmore, Sphere 17, ourselves, Trinity, and 2 groups in Kilbarrick. And we meet about once every 6 weeks or so, formally. Mm-hmm. And we plan activities together. We do inter-project sort of activities and events, like an arts week and sports weeks, and that, and they're massively successful. One of the things is we use each other, because it's cheaper. It's cheaper than hiring in sort of instructors or whatever. We use the skills that we all have. But we've been working together for so long. We have great personal sort of links, great personal friendships with all of the youth workers and all of the other projects. So now it's a matter of where we can pick up the phone and we can have a quick chat and say, and I was in Kilbarrick a couple of weeks ago, and Niall, the youth worker in Kilbarrick, was actually showing me a piece of work that he's been doing on building a canoe.
Yeah.
And he was asking me, because I have a background in canoeing and kayaking, to have a look at it and see what it was like. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing, we share ideas, even the simplest little things, to planning large-scale sort of week-long programmes together.
Sounds pretty exciting. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more just that, but I just have to go now and just do the ad break, but we'll have a little more chat after this break with John, because it's really interesting the work that's going on up there in St. Monica's, and as you say, in a greater scale throughout the community. So we'll be back to you just after this.
This is 90.3 Near FM. I'm Pádraig Nocton, presenter of a brand new bi-weekly programme on Near FM called Arts and Disability Radio. It will showcase the creativity of people with disabilities across the arts, as well as promote upcoming accessible performing and visual arts events, and feature music by Irish and international singer-songwriters with disabilities. So join me every other Tuesday at 3:30 here on Near FM for Arts and Disability Radio.
I'm Wynn na Muike, Clár Gaeilge, a Craile, a Glahort Raisha Kuig, Gok Tranona, a Rit na Shachtana. Over, Politiacht, Cursi Raha, Sport, Pastel, August Kjell. Oglov, Ladini Archula, Obolia Aklea, Hor Huig, Ogzo Hempel na Tira. I'm Wynn na Muike, Gok La, a Rit na Shachtana, a Glahort Raisha a Kuig.
Tune in to the All or Nothing show every Wednesday evening from 10:30 to 11:30 on Near FM with Stephen Donnelly. I'll be bringing you the best in Northern Soul, Soul, Rhythm and Blues, Hammonds, Garage and 60s beat. So keep the faith with us if you're into top tunes of a Wednesday evening. And tune in to the All or Nothing show.
Language Jewels, a three-part series that looks at primary schools from a language perspective. We take, as an example, the history and evolution of School Bridge, a school that has gone through an enormous transformation in the last 20 years, not unlike many other schools in the country, but a school that, unlike many others in its same situation, has taken those changes in its stride and has tried to see them in a positive light. You can listen to this series on Tuesday, the 13th, 20th and 27th of January at 3 p.m. in Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is North Side Today.
And you're very welcome back. And still with me is John Daly from the St. Monica's Youth Project. John, the North Side Partnership is hugely helpful and important for the work you do down in St. Monica's.
Yeah, well, the Northside Partnerships has a huge role in doing some of the what I was explaining to you just before the break, in bringing groups together. So, I should say I'm on the board of the Northside Partnership now, but we were brought in to the community forum first, and then I was elected as one of the community directors to the partnership. But the partnership's real role is actually bringing groups and individuals together so that they can share their experiences, share their expertise, share their knowledge. And it is through those sorts of things that St. Monica's has gained extra links with people like the Northeast Drugs Task Force, links with people in Northern Ireland through their Connect Four programme that ran for a couple of years. So that's their role is really essential. They have huge expertise in the staff in the partnership, and they work really hard on the ground. Now they're working on an ever tightening budget and changing requirements and that sort of thing. And they're constantly doing more with less, and they need to be given huge credit. We've been able to send young people for sort of third level education and advice, for enterprise advice. We've been able to call on them to come and advise us on issues. They were really central in bringing some of the groups and organisations in Edenmore together to work on programmes in the community, which has had a massive positive effect in the last 5 or 6 years. So the partnership is extremely important, sometimes unseen.
Yeah, and you're just saying there about, you know, the partnership and the great job they do and the important job they do in the community and bringing community groups together. How are they funded? Are they funded through local government, through DCC, or is it through the Exchequer itself?
It would be national funding, but they gain that partnership would gain. Now, I'm not the expert on where the partnership gets their funding at all, but they would get their funding largely is sort of a large sort of capital, if you like, capital grants or a large grants from state funds. But they also work really hard to find sort of philanthropic funds.
Yeah.
They run a golf classic to raise money for supporting young people into higher education. They work really hard, as we all do, in find, as well as their core funding. They work really hard in identifying extra funding to allow them to develop further and do more with
what they have.
With what they have,
yeah. I suppose, like everything, a lot of these. Like the partnership and a lot of groups like that, where, you know, the times we're in now, and, you know, certainly at a, whatever, as you say, a national funding level, they're probably way, way down the pecking order when it comes to dishing out the dosh.
Well, I think certainly community groups, some of it is possibly understandable. When the economy is really, really tight, community groups, I hate the word competing, but in a sense, we're sort of competing with education, health, welfare, older people services. We're competing for some of the money,
yeah.
And the money that we're given, other people may argue could easily be spent on,
yeah,
on primary schools or secondary schools or third level education. Or it could easily be spent instead in the health service. A lot of what we do in community work, a lot of what volunteers and almost all of the groups I've spoken about, the Northside Partnership, all of the youth projects, all of the youth centres, all of the football clubs, they're all operated 99% by volunteers. They provide a preventative service. Some without ever realising the preventive nature of their work. Soccer clubs and GAA clubs and rugby clubs and dance classes and arts classes or photography classes. They prevent people, they prevent some of the problems that the health services, and we do it very, very cost efficiently, because you're paying where very few of us are being paid to do it. And those of us that are very privileged to be paid to do what we do.
Well, it's great that, you know, you're offering the facilities are there where, you know, as you say, kids can otherwise slip, as they say, the devil makes work for idle hands, you know. And I've seen it when I grew up in Finglas South, when back in the 70s and 80s, when there was very little kind of community base. No, there was scouts and stuff like that, was all, but I mean, you know, when people drift into, say, criminality or into drugs or whatever, there is a knock-on effect then for the country as a whole, because one person in prison costs X amount of euros a day. One person in rehab costs X amount of euros a day. So, yeah, and when you make it like that, it makes sense that, you know, if the funding is there at the beginning, it saves it at the end.
Yeah, and most of us in youth work and youth clubs, we generally don't think about prevention.
Yeah.
What we think about is investing in the potential of the young person.
Yeah.
Because we see fantastic young people every day, and we see the potential they have, and it just needs, sometimes they need somebody just to invest either a little bit of money, usually it's a bit of time and a bit of support. They're the two big things. If you give a young people, oh, and probably the most important thing is safety. They're in a place where they feel safe.
Yeah.
Then they're supported and challenged. And it helps those young people to develop their own potential. Quite often we don't do a whole lot other than provide a safe, supportive space.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people fill that with their own potential.
Which is brilliant. Which is absolutely brilliant. Now, I know you are keen, before we let you go, John, you've been absolutely full of praise, and rightly so, for the volunteers, but you want to give a shout out for some more volunteers, yeah?
Yes, please. The youth centre is always, we're always working. We're doing really well, and our volunteers, are doing an amazing job already. But we're always looking for volunteers to help us either to develop in different ways or to support what we're doing already. So my what I'd put out there is, if anybody has a skill or no skill, but they have an interest in working with young people and being there for young people, we'd love to speak to them. And maybe if you look at our website or you talk to us, you can email me at johndaly@stmonicas.ie.
Yeah.
Or you can call the youth centre at 01-848-0829. And we'd be really pleased to talk to anybody that would like to spend a couple of hours a week with the young people in our service. We're not looking for people with any specific skills, but if you have them, we'd be delighted to use them. Just be willing to come and have a bit of fun with young people. It would be great.
Because there can be opportunity in that too for people. You know, lots of people, you know, through no fault of their own now over the last few years have found themselves unemployed or they were working. You know, they may have a skill set that they think is no good to anybody, but, you know, somebody who could teach a kid how to make a table.
We can make use of any skill.
Yeah.
Because one thing that the volunteers are is here in our centre is creative. And if somebody comes with a skill, we'll figure out a way of using it for the benefit of young people. We've done all sorts of things from making things out of wood. We've made glass sculptures. We've made because people came to us and said we know how to do this, and we've just said go for it. We've made films. We've done drama shows just because people have come to us and said, we know how to do that. Can we do that with the kids? And we're willing to say yes. If somebody has an idea of what they'd like to do with young people, if it's safe and we think kids will enjoy it, we'll say yes.
And there's so many people out there with passions for all kinds of things, whether it's astronomy, reading books, playing records or whatever. And you can make a use of any kind of skill that people have.
Passion for anything is never wasted. I know quite often some people are called anoraks for having a passion for one thing or other. But everybody's an anorak. We're nearly all anoraks at something. I'm a canoeing and kayaking anorak. And there's people that collect stamps. It's still a passion. And and young people can learn. Yeah. Because those same young people exist in every walk of life. So there's always something. If you have any sort of skill at all, we'd love to have you. Any sort of passion at all, or just a passion to work with young people, that would do us.
Just give us the email and the number again, John.
The email, I'll give you my email address. It's johndaly@stmonicas.ie.
Yeah.
And the phone number of the centre is 01-848-0829.
That's brilliant. Well, John, listen, thanks so much for coming in to us and telling us all about the work you do up in St. Monica's. And we'll keep an eye, and we'd love to have you in again maybe in the future. And, you know, if you have any particular events going on during the year, you know, that you'd like to promote or you'd like, you know, to come in and talk to us about, we'd love to have maybe one or two of the kids come up and whatever and have a chat about what their experiences are. But it's been great meeting you, and we fully appreciate you coming in, John. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you. And if I can just say one more thing, because they'll be listening to this later on, I think, on the podcast, I think, is the young people of the centre, most of them, thankfully, are in school today. If they're not, they should be. So just to say hello to all the young people. I can't name all 250 individually, but they're amazing. The young people are amazing. They're amazing to work with. It's a privilege for all of us to work with them. So it's just to say hello to all of them and to thank you again for having us in.
You're very welcome, John. It's a pleasure having you in. Thanks very much for coming in to us. There you go, folks. That was John Daly from St. Monica's Youth Project. And as he said, if you're interested in getting involved, any passion or any skill you think that you might have or you might want to help out with, you can contact them on 01-848-0829, or John's personal email is johndaly@stmonicas.ie. That's stmonicas.ie. Okay, we're going to have a piece of music now, and we'll talk to you after this.